The only people in Beantown that have money are those people who went and took the scrap metal from the Big Dig and fully pawned it off to a Swedish scrap metal place and made millions of dollars while they were collecting a fee from the state at the same time, who ultimately caught up to them and they're now in jail.
Yay!
Is that a reason why the Big Dig took so long?
Part of what was happening with the Big Dig, and I don't know if this is just obviously hearsay, but I believe
it's all hearsay.
A ship would come in from, like, Japan or full of steel to create the steel girders.
So right? Much steel in the boat!
And then the foreman at the dock, who was in charge, who was a union foreman...
Hey, what the hell are you doing with this steel?
Would... be like, this stuff's no good. I deem this unacceptable.
This stuff's no good. I deem it unacceptable.
And then the Japanese would be like, too expensive to ship back. We don't want it anyway. And then the guy would be like, well, there's a scrap yard down the road you can go to. Well, his scrap yard down the road is actually his brother-in-law's place.
Good business.
Wow.
They then would just take the barge down the road. So
get out of the way! Beep, beep! Why is there a barge on the road?
His brother-in-law then, because he was in a position to deem it non-usable, would scrap the metal and melt it all down. He was making millions. His brother-in-law was making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Taking Boston taxpayers' money and just burning it. So then,
really
after...
Let's get this money on fire.
I'm really cold. Boston winters.
Oh, hang on. I got a couple of stacks of $10,000 bills. Thanks. All banded together. We've been burning all this.
Oh, right, so right much now. Better. Pile some more on.
It got to a point where they were almost scrapping every other ship that came in because they realized there was no accountability happening.
Hey, is that another ship coming in?
Send it down the road.
Let's scrap that ship.
Let's do it.
There's no accountability here.
What'd you do to my ship? It's a good ship.
I scrapped it.
Oh!
Ah. Causing the timetable of the entire build to double and to cause the budget to triple.
We have no sound effects.
No, there's no sound effects. That's all like very nebulous math work.
Yeah, but that's corruption, man.
It's rampant corruption.
Totally, dude. But you gotta live with yourself, man. You gotta live with yourself.
Although these guys were having no problem living with it. They were living high on the hog. Yeah.
They're running it.
Do you think that they were thinking, we'll never get caught? Or it's like, well, we'll get caught at some point, but let's just have fun.
No, because there was so much money involved and there was so much power struggle. Like, they would just keep paying people off. So say, okay, here's what would happen. Well, I'm a county commissioner or something like that. And I think Robert's doing some shady shit.
Just counting my money, counting some stacks.
So I'm now the county commissioner. I come knocking on your door and be like, hey, Robert. Hey, Robert.
Sorry, I can't open the door. Let me move some of this money out of the way.
Thank you. Robert Fitzpatrick, how are you? And then I open the door. You're like, holy shit, Sully, you're my brother Johnny's. You went to high school down and blah, blah, blah. So then you have a connection with this guy. All of a sudden, he's like, hey, so the state sent me down because they think some shady shit's going on. And you'd be like, hey.
Hey, did your stack of money just fall in your pocket? Yeah. I think it did.
Whoops.
Hey, is that your PT Cruise out front? Let's pop that hatch open. I'll throw a couple of bricks.
Is that your PT Cruiser? Yeah. Better yet, my cousin Fitzy runs a Cadillac dealership down in Billerica.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and bring yourself down to Billerica?
Are you from New York? I can't tell where you're from.
Tell you what, we're going to scrap that PT.
I got a fucking barge going up the river. You just throw that PT Cruiser on that barge, we'll fucking scrap it. And we'll sell it back to the Japs, and we'll make triple our money.
What? I don't want PT Cruiser. I want ship to go back home.
This guy gets punched in the face every time.
And the cycle continues.
Wow. Yeah.
Business in Boston.
Business in Boston.
But it's not just Boston. I mean, that stuff happens everywhere.
Yeah, Boston's pretty rampant.
It happens that way in Boston, the good old boy network, probably more than most cities, because Boston's such a small city.
Who was it? Was it here? I think in L.A., some guy, but this was like the opposite, you know? It's like the foreman, the guy who is essentially in charge of this project, this big highway project, completed the project ahead of time and under budget.
Nice.
That never happens.
Well, this is the thing.
Success.
The success of that company, what am I saying? He basically got a huge bonus because of the fact that the project came in on time.
But that kind of corruption, are you kidding? California is leading the way in that. Look at all the city councilmen that were taking $950,000 annual salaries while their city's filing bankruptcy.
That's a different way to do it. That's a different way to do it.
How does that work? They're shutting schools down, and these city councilmen are making high six-figure salaries.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing here right now? What is this?
Is this the show?
I think this is the show.
Oh, God.
I wish it wasn't the show. Why? I wish it was just life.
It is life.
Well,
you would prefer that life would be corruption instead of the show?
No, just this talk. Oh. I just would rather have this talk in life.
Oh. But that's all this show is a snippet of life.
Is that right? Is that what the show is?
Yeah. If we introduce the show, maybe that would be a good start.
Well, see, introducing a show then makes it a show. Not introducing it actually makes it life.
What if we were to just talk about it and mention the name of the show in conversation?
Well, doesn't Brian open the show? He should just do it.
No, but he's saying he doesn't want this to be a show either.
No, I'm saying... Oh.
He just agreed with
me. I know he did.
I was just saying, let's keep it life.
So, okay, so if we're going to keep it life.
Let's keep it life.
So, you know, sometimes we do a show called The Shide Show.
Wait, this isn't the way it goes.
Yeah, and sometimes Brian Gerard is here, and sometimes he's seated next to Gregory Hoyt.
Sometimes.
And sometimes sitting across.
Good evening, ladies.
That made it a show again.
Why? I just wanted to say good evening to all the ladies.
Who are you addressing?
Yeah.
The ladies, man.
What
different
ladies?
It's just the three of us. This is life. We're just talking.
Well, I'm trying to use my words creatively. I'm trying to call into my life that which I desire.
Okay.
The secret.
I watched a DVD
To finish your thought, though, Robert, and sometimes there would be, unfortunately, someone named Robert Shide.
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What is that? Who's that for?
I'm just the
secret.
There are
no ladies.
I'm just the secret.
Oh, you're calling. You're also calling ladies.
I'm Carlin.
Ladies.
Carlin the ladies.
Oh, there. Hi. I'm Carlin. Some ladies. Would you like to join me?
Do you think you would be able to resist a bribe of epic proportions?
Yes, absolutely.
Would I be able to resist it?
Yeah.
You gotta be more specific than
that. Wow.
Okay. I'm absolutely with my, I can resist. I can resist it. Anything.
I think that's a lie.
It's a lie. As I'm realizing what a shaky...
All of the scenarios, that you will absolutely fold on.
There's no doubt that it's a lie. And I think everyone is susceptible to that. Everyone is susceptible to a bribe / corruption / sometimes doing things that's a little bit under the guise of...
You're falling off the tracks. I can tell you're falling off the tracks.
Well, I'm going to tell you that perhaps the solution is... In order to not be corrupt, the reward needs to be greater.
Sorry.
The reward needs to be greater.
This barge.
Give me a scenario of a bribe. Let's go through a few.
Well, no, finish your thought.
The reward needs to be greater for not being corrupt.
An example.
Like I was saying, that project was. This guy's like, hey, if you get your – and it was in his contract, you get a bonus if the project comes in early. By this – and for every week it comes in early, you get a certain amount. And for every certain amount under budget you come in, right you get
that
some
money.
Of that money.
Yeah, right.
But if
not
you can,
all of it.
But if that money doubles by me being corrupt from into my pocket, there's a chance I might be corrupt.
But why wouldn't you just play it by the rules then? Because you're,
greed.
But all I was saying to Brian is that this guy
did it,
and he got a huge bonus from it,
and
his
he was
crew
also
did
corrupt?
As well. No, no corruption.
He did it the right way.
Right. You know, and I was actually surprised. It made news
that he did this.
That he did this, and he got all this money. And you know, you're not going to get angry that he got a bonus because the city ended up saving money in the end because the bonus wasn't equal.
Yeah.
It was less than the money that they saved.
But typically what will happen on a job like that is that if it's a government or state job...
Yeah, it was like a roadworks project.
You'll get bids.
Right.
So the jobs... Ultimately, it's interesting. It's an interesting structure because the job is going to the lowest bidder.
Right.
Which, on theory, is probably the cheapest work.
Yes.
The sort of lowest quality work, potentially.
And probably also the people who do not budget correctly, and
right.
so they're going to end up
right.
over budget.
That's right. And they, a lot of what, and this, I've seen this for companies that I've worked for in the construction industry, but this goes for any sort of type of
sure.
bid. You bid a job low, get the job at the low bid, begin the job, but as you're beginning the job, you're in a bidding process for other jobs, so that you start this job, stop, go start the other job.
Oh, wow.
Go start the other job. You know what I mean? And get all these
sure.
jobs going so that the you're bound to go over budget. You're bound to go over schedule because you have so many jobs going.
Right.
But you've got a lot of money coming in because
yeah.
you've won all these bids.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, you know, any solutions to that. You can't limit somebody from taking other jobs.
No. I think
Well, you could in a contract.
Yeah, but who would want to sign that contract?
But in order to buy out exclusivity, you got to pay for that.
That's right.
Well, that's true.
I mean, and that happens all the time in show business.
Yeah.
That happens with producers and actors and stuff like that in show business. People are like,
yeah.
oh, Robert, you can come. We're going to pay you $100 a day. Be like, okay, well, $100 a day gets you me. I will
yeah.
do that. But then I will also always be looking for something else. They're like, well, no, we need for you to be exclusive and you can't take any other job. Well, that's $10,000 a day.
Mm, right.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's talk corruption here. Let's see where you're willing to fold.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So we have to come up with a scenario.
You're married.
You're married. Okay. So, wow, this is a corruption
Take the money
based
and
on
run.
Marriage.
Take the money and run. No, let's just do you're married, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to deal with money or numbers or anything like that.
Oh, and so
bad.
We're talking about corruption within the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In
oh,
other words,
oh,
somebody walks
on.
In.
Wait a minute.
Well, what's wrong?
Wait a minute.
You're starting to sweat.
That's – I don't know if that's an appropriate conversation.
I think it absolutely is.
It's a very –
That's something that everyone –
We're talking about corruption on a financial gain basis, especially when it comes to ripping off government agencies. I
oh,
think
really?
We should stick with that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so,
you could treat the government like a woman. Like
yeah.
You could respect the
Let's
government.
Let's say that you were married to a government contract.
Oh, this is not going well.
And another contract comes along, and this thing is a hot number. As a matter of fact, it's not even a contract. It's just a hot
job.
Sort of side
yeah.
job that you can get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a job installing baseboards. So you could say, well, use the acronym. It's BJ. It's a B job. Okay, so
a B job.
Yeah. So anyway,
I haven't had. Go on.
What?
No?
So anyway, you've got that job that's
like
coming along.
Sorry, I had a little guess.
That's
really?
All right. So the question is, do you just take that quick little, you
side
know, BJ,
gig.
That side B
Baseball
job?
Job.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Or do you stick with the contract you're working on right now, out of loyalty to the sanctity of the contract.
Well, who knows about the BJ?
Just you in the house.
In just the you in the house that you're installing the baseboards in.
Right.
The baseboards.
So, what would be the ramifications if it came to light that you were taking a beat?
If you game over.
Game over, because in your contract you stated, they basically, this is an exclusivity
contract.
Right. They you said not. You will not have any other jobs.
With anyone.
If there are
B jobs or
B jobs.
Okay.
A jobs.
Okay, time out.
Yes.
There's more
A jobs.
More
yes.
questions.
Yes.
More
yes.
questions.
Yes. Jobs. Yes.
How far away is the B job, the BJ?
It's in the same town. It's
yeah.
not out of state.
Yeah.
It's not in Europe on a trip. You're not in on a fucking trip through the south of France.
And as a matter of fact, the baseboards you're using there
are from...
They're from, like, your factory. It's recognizable.
Yeah.
If somebody were to come over and you know, hang out in that house...
It's not an Asian BJ?
Well, you could be using bamboo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So, it's from your factory.
Yeah. So, I see what you're doing here.
When would the BJ happen?
Well, Brian...
Can we do a smash cut to our audience?
No. What's happening here for the audience is to see... What we're doing, what Brian's doing right now is he's trying to analyze... How likely it would be that he would get caught.
That's right. Which is what most people who take corruption do.
They do. It's they weigh the risk. The other corruption thing that I've seen, and this is actually something that, you know, it's kind of not sure if it's happening or not, right? You have an individual who's making a lot of money in another job. And so they have invested in this other company specifically for that company to fail. For example, a theater space, which is guaranteed, essentially out in L.A., to not make any money.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Those don't make money?
Yeah.
No,
L.A.?
Yeah, they don't. So if you're making a lot of money, Greg, right?
Can I just time out? I would say that if I owned a theater space, that shit would make money because I would fucking
blow
it up.
Exactly.
Do you agree,
it'd be awesome.
I think it would be very difficult, and I think you're full of shit.
No. I think that, you know, if you got a liquor license, then it would be great. It would be awesome.
Yeah, and also a pornography license, and you had blowjobs happening in the back room, then maybe I'd stay open.
You mean baseboard jobs?
Baseboard jobs.
Happening in the back. Okay.
Sorry, keep going.
So, listen. Greg Hoyt, you have this amazing job. You're a director.
Yeah.
So you're directing movies, and you're making a lot of money.
No doubt.
And you open up this theater, right? Because it's like, hey, it's this little passion you kind of had when you first came out
Help the kids.
And as a matter of fact, you let some of the kids kind of run it. You just...
Go ahead, kids.
Yeah, so there it is.
Run your shit!
So the kids are running it. And it's not making any money.
Where's my money, kids?
It's not making...
I don't have no money for you.
Oh, you punch the kids every now and then.
But I don't have any money.
And still doesn't... And you slap them sometimes, but still, no money.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any money.
My money, kid.
I don't...
But then you realize, when it comes to tax time, that by being able to put on your taxes that you made an incredible loss this year with a particular business, that... Since you are Greg Hoyt the business, and the theater is part of Greg Hoyt the business, then those losses offset your incredible winnings that you have gotten from your directing work. And so essentially you are being encouraged
to lose,
to not invest anything in this theater, to let the theater be crappy and just keep it kind of going. And it's not even affecting you in any way. It's affecting you positively because you're still making money on your other career entirely and you're living life well. And it's affecting you positively because, you know, with taxes, you you made a loss. So it's as if you didn't make as much money.
But why wouldn't I want to just be making more money? Wouldn't the goal just be like have the theater succeed as well? Because making more money is better than
having
like, this offset.
Having the theater succeed as well would require more investment on your part. And what I'm saying is that a lot of people look at that and say, well, let's just let it do what it's doing.
Take a loss. And,
take a loss. Because what would be required for that theater to do well? Investing in signage, right, to make it look better.
Signage means signs for those not in a theater business.
But I don't have any money.
Stopping slapping your employees, that would all help.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, that's another discussion.
It's not something that I'm interested in.
That's another discussion.
I'm just saying, is that a level of corruption?
No, that's smart tax.
That's playing the game.
That's smart tax planning.
So at what point is corruption different from playing the game?
America is built probably... I mean, that's a great question. Capitalism... Dude, the game in capitalism is making capital. Making as much fucking capital as you possibly can.
So, I guess we're all just playing the game. Looks like corruption is completely rampant, 100% gonna happen.
And that's
Brian
playing
Brian
the
was
game.
Correct.
And that is playing the game.
That is.
Thank you all.
Can I just say that I will always try to not be corrupt?
Okay, same here. Same here. I'm aiming
Let me know how that is when I'm riding around in a yacht, guys, okay?
down the road.
I want to get on your yacht. Go
home. I want to go to Dubai. I want to...
Get off the fucking barge.
On behalf of Greg Hoyt, Robert Scheid, and Brian Gerard, we are the Scheid Show.
Yeah.
Boom.
We're running this. Let's go. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat. I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busted by night. Wind whipping at my coat. You can't stop.
Trick. I'm on a boat, bitch. We drinking Santana champ, cause it's so crisp. I got my swim trunks and my flippin' floppies. I'm flipping burgers, you at Kinko's straight.